pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, February 1st, 2022. This is a month that's going to be gentlemen out there by your loved ones and candy. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah, how's the auditor's office?
Going good. Staying busy at the moment. Nothing new to report at this time.
Thank you. Colin, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, but nothing new to report, so.
I do have something to ask you.
Sure.
I had coffee with Mr. Ward Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah?
And he wants to know when you're going to come out and cut that wood.
Oh, my gosh. My father-in-law.
Yeah. He said he's been waiting 15 years. He said, when he asked me if I could marry my daughter, he said, and I'll even help you cut wood.
He's brought that up before. I'm disappointed.
He wanted me to ask you so it'd be on record so he could get me.
Thanks for that.
Sorry, Colin.
That's all right.
Sheriff Lynn Denning.
Good morning. Things are going well. Our jail population's at 71. Interesting turn of events is we're holding two out of county. So we're holding two females. We had room in our female cell, so we're holding them for Jackson County. We have three going out probably today, two to Oakdale and one to Missouri, and two of those out of county are juveniles. We have our youth academy that's starting up. Our deadline is next Monday for applications. So if anybody knows any area youth that would be interested in that, 16 to 18 years old, it's going to be every Wednesday night starting March 2nd for about, through middle of May. Every Wednesday night for a couple hours, and we just go through a bunch of different planned training events and try to keep it interesting, hands-on, and interactive. So if you know of anybody that's interested, they've got about a week to turn in the application. We'd love to have them.
Where do they pick those applications at?
At the sheriff's office, or they can call or email, and we can send that to them as well. And the Shaka Khan Boat Club, they had a fundraiser for the canine unit for both Des Moines County and Burlington. We were able to get $1,250. They split the donations between us and Burlington, so we thank them for that. That'll help sustain that program, the canine program, for the future. And just a plug for the Crime Stoppers event, which is coming up February 12th at Memorial Auditorium. So if you're available February 12th, come out to the Crime Stoppers event.
Kevin, does that SRO officers get certified for that academy for the kids?
Do they what?
Do they get some recruits for you?
For sure, yeah. So we advertise throughout the schools, and we push that out to all the SROs throughout Burlington and the county. And we usually it's really slow in the application process because we started about a month ago, and we just had a couple as of last week. Usually it's the last week that they pick up, and we take up to 10 applicants. We took 11 last year, all 11 that started the youth academy, they finished it, so that was a really neat deal that we just kept them involved, and they stayed with it throughout the program.
Good. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
Nothing new to report. We're just staying busy with jury trials.
One right after the other, huh? Thanks, Lisa. Zach James, regional planning.
Yeah, not a whole lot to report. We had a board of adjustment meeting last week for a variance request down in the Glenmark subdivision. Got a floodplain development permit request and a couple subdivisions upgraded, but otherwise just
one new work today.
Got a work session again, hopefully the last one after the meeting today. So
okay. Jared, do you have anything to add to that?
Nope.
Nothing at all. Okay, thanks, both of you. Chris Lee, County Conservation.
Good morning. Just board meeting tomorrow night, and then today, the staff and I are going out trying to set some poles out on the beach to, we're going to try to establish some dumpy barriers out from that. So since we've got good ice, we're going to be out trying to get that done since we've got a decent day. Got some weather coming, so I've got here as soon as I can. And then I will know they must be catching fish out of Big Hollow. I got a picture sent to me. There was like a dozen trucks lined up on Donjigal Road. I don't know if you've heard any complaints about this, but people park on the south side of Big Hollow and walk down through the woods because that's the shortest route to get to the apparently spot of the lake that all the crappie are biting on. So just kind of that it's peak crappie season through the ice apparently, and we're drawing people from far and wide. I mean, drive through there, it's license plates from counties hours away. So. So, as near as I can tell, they haven't blocked up any traffic, but there's, the picture I got was like a dozen trucks lined up on the side of the road parked there. Okay. So, here's the seat.
Thanks, Lou. Chris? Janelle Longquist, Treasurer. How is everything going there?
We're plugging along. It's busy, but nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Ken Heinlein, field reader for mental health.
Yeah, good morning. Cheryl and I kind of looked at MHDS budgets, but you know, we've turned in numbers to Tammy, and now we wait for Tammy, who's doing all eight counties' budget now, since it's money in, money out from the state for next year. Tammy's going to turn something into Cheryl, and that's what she'll plug in, but it won't be county tax dollars, it'll be state dollars. Other than that, I know I have a meeting coming up in the next week. To talk about 2080 agreements with the counties, and once we get those on through the governing board, I'm sure each county will get a 2080 agreement, some revisions to that, so for the region. So, still work in progress for things starting July 1.
It's been a work in progress for a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter, Secondary Road.
Good morning. Guys are out cutting trees. That's kind of been the theme whenever we're not plowing snow. So got quite a bit of tree cutting done and clearing out. And we'll keep doing that as long as it's frozen. So, and we're plenty frozen at the moment. I would mention that I think we're not winding up, but we're late in the budget season and some other stuff. So I'm going to try to contact a few other counties and see how they've handled the pipeline inspection stuff, and maybe set up a work session just to make sure we're all on the same page, or send an email. I know Terry's had a few requests come through her, and I've had a request. So I want to check with some other counties, see how they've handled it. I don't know that we owe everybody some sort of an interview that just because they're asking. So I just want to look into it, and I'll try to get back to you guys when I know more. So maybe next week I'll have a little more information. I just thought I'd let you know that I'll try to spend a little more time on that coming up.
So. Mr. Stevens got a hold of me, and he said thank you for getting them trees taken care of out there.
Oh, good deal.
They did a good job on it.
Well, I appreciate that from him, and our guys do a nice job. Yeah. So it's a. Some of the folks to the east weren't thrilled because they considered that a part of their visual buffer between Beaverdale and their half, but there's still plenty of trees there. And yeah. When the leaves come on, they'll be just fine. But they didn't actually do all that much because it's kind of rough terrain through there. Yeah. But so, good deal. And yeah, other than that, we're moving along. We did get our two new plow trucks in that we ordered forever ago. So hopefully if we get a little snow, they'll be running. We'll just see what we get.
Don't get to use them this year.
I'm with you. We could wait till next winter. That's all right. So anyway, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We got, how's the safety committee doing?
We're doing good. Everything's going fine. Nothing really new to report.
Okay, thank you. And our recorder's office, Natalie?
Good morning. Just business as usual in the recorder's office.
And Krista, how's the COVID doing?
Well, we continue to have some high numbers. We're at 22% with 258 cases in the last 7 days. So the cases are starting to come down a little bit, but we're hoping that it'll continue to come down. We're continuing doing vaccines and definitely just continue to encourage everyone to use mitigation strategies.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on. Correspondence. Do any of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I don't.
Did not.
I did not either. We'll move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in amount of $1,411,699.07.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, now we have a approval of a DHS relocation lease proposal. We have, in front of us, we have two proposals to discuss.
I went through those numbers and got them sort of summarized here if you want them.
I went, yeah, you go ahead. I went through
them. I know you guys did too. We're going to have to move, the county has to provide DHS office space and some office expenses, and because the state says we do. Anyway, so we're going to have to relocate them. They're currently at Harmony Church in the former Tom's Market. And so we got two proposals. We got some specifications from the from DHS, State Department, or not the State Department, the Iowa State Department of Human Services. Anyway, we got two quotes. We had, the first quote was from Westland Mall, and they were quoting 8,000 square feet. And they had rent for $12 a square foot times $8,000, or 8,000 square foot, which is $96,000. But they, and with an annual 1.5% increase for the first 10 years. But then for the build out, they charged $10.82 a square foot times 8,000 for 10 years.
That's $865,000.
So we've got 96,000 and $86,560. So for 10 years, it would be not counting the annual 1.5% increase, which is negligible in a comparison. $182,560. The one thing is that the utilities are included out there. So we got another quote from Terrace Real Estate Group, and for 6,868 square feet. The rent's $18 a square foot, which would be $123,624, and with a 2% annual increase over the 10-year lease. The build-out was included in that price. And so utilities aren't included, so we kind of took an average for the county, maybe $1.50 a square foot, which would add about $10,302 to that. So the Terrace quote for the 10 years, excluding the 2% annual increases, is $133,926. So that puts the Terrace Real Estate Group about $48,634 per year under the Westland Mall, which, as you can talk about, I would make a the motion that we accept a proposal from Terrace Real Estate Group and have the county attorney's office start the process of executing a lease agreement.
I'd second that.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you to Terrace.
Thank you. Are you say where that's at?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's it's a, I don't remember the exact address. It's the former Ryan Steakhouse building out on Agency. Is it
3535 Agency Street?
3535 Agency Street. So
sure the county attorney's office will be getting a hold of somebody and get that sorted out. Thank you.
That'll be me.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We have a memorandum of understanding with Danville Telecom regarding the ARC fund.
Let me throw a comment in here. Thanks to the county attorney for getting on. I got to him late anyway, and so, too late for last week, but anyway, they got right on it. So, thanks, Lisa.
Appreciate that. The memorandum of understanding is entered into you between the Des Moines County Iowa Board of Supervisors and Danville Mutual Telephone Company. Do you want me to read this whole thing to you?
No, but yeah, the three of us, I know you guys have read it, so the...
Anybody out there have any objections to the, your thing here?
I was just scratching my...
You thought that was funny, was it? This is just a
It's between us and for the ARC money for expansion on broadband for all of Des Moines County that they cover. So it's for $355,000 in the ARC money.
We accept that.
Okay.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a resolution 2022-006, cancel outstanding checks over 1 year old.
We've got Pioneer Cemetery. Pioneer Cemetery. Commission officers first.
Oh, we do. That's what I got out here. I'm going to turn it off. Sorry about that, people. Pioneer Cemetery Commission of Officers membership and annual report. It says here, gentlemen, at the Pioneer Cemetery Commission meeting held by email and at Aspen Grove Cemetery, members elected Herb Price as the chairman, Mike Bloomer as vice chair, Wendell Big as the secretary treasurer for the 2022 year. Terms of Herb Price, Steve Stoller, Drew DeLong were approved for three more years until January meeting 2025. Nine active members and the expiration date of each is listed with attached membership list. This also includes our associate members. We have added quality three additional associate members for 2022. So this was on January the 1st, 2022. We do have a list of members here, and these people, I want to read their names because what they do is, for me, is really important, you know, for the county and keeping up these old cemeteries. We have a Michael Allen, Wendell Biggs, Mike Bloomer, Drew DeLang, Paul French, Kenton Plank, Alan Moore, Herb Price, Steve Stoller. The associate members are Bob Brewer, Terry Johnson, William Walker, Fred Wessel, Gary Dean, Carol Beating, and Chris Hill. And we have Matt Morrison. So, what's your...
I move that we... approve the Cemetery Commission officers' membership and their annual report.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Now we can move on to the resolution canceling outstanding check. It's over a year old. And we have outstanding checks of General Basic, $615.69. And secondary roads, $192.73. And we have a, for the seal region, $1,785.06. Grand total of $2,593.48.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have personnel actions, one for the traction center, and James Pleasant, or the last name Pleasant.
Yeah.
He's a correctional officer full-time, 8.25 hours of unpaid time.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. We have reports. We have a duty buyer truck report. And we also have this package here of it. And these will be on file in the auditor's office for reviewing at your own discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on January 25th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. You gonna be through with you today, Zach?
Hope so. We'll probably have, as soon as we get through everything, we'll probably have some public hearings. Or, I don't know, we need a couple weeks lead time, I think, on that. We got to get it published, but for actual approval for those items that we've been reviewing. So, those will be coming up, but we'll talk to Terry and Sarah about that.
Committee report.
I have none.
I attended the emergency management / DESCOM meeting Thursday, I think it was Thursday. Anyway, and we approved preliminary budgets for DESCOM and emergency management that we gave them some things to update on that and set the date for the public hearing of, I believe, February 24th. I'm not positive about that. I didn't write it down on anything I have access to, but So, and that's all I have.
Okay, I attend Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Oh, and I apologize. I attended the COBCO meeting, and the county's insurance went down. About 4.5%. It is good.
4.5%.
It's good. So that's the county's cost from COBCO. Okay, I apologize for interrupting you.
No, that's good. Anyway, I attended the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning meeting, and they did honor Von Strosel with a plaque for his years of service, which I thought was great. And then Alan Shealy, he's a deceased firefighter that worked 43 years for the city of Danville, and he was assistant fire chief, and he passed away last winter.
Didn't he die suddenly?
Yeah, well, he had cancer.
Had he? Okay.
Yeah, but he worked right up to a couple of days before he really went, yeah. And with that being said, then they had an election of officers, and I don't know how this is going to work, but they elected me the treasurer.
Congratulations.
I took Hans's place. I said, I got some big shoes to fill.
So, I think the only worst I say, you'll be all right.
Okay. Outside of that, I have nothing else. Okay, we have public input. If anybody wants to call in, they can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or they can email board@dmcounty.com. That would be board@dmcounty.com. And we will give you 2 minutes to do that. Does anybody in here have anything?
I do need to put the Joint Safety Committee's 28E agreement on next week's agenda. Okay. It's just no changes, it's just added West Burlington.
Okay.
We did that before COVID, and then COVID hit and everything got...
If you'll get that to Terry or Sarah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you got a sharp saw?
He's got plenty.
My father.
The reason why he brings it up is when I was younger, and wife and I were dating at the time, I used to go over there and help him cut wood.
Yeah.
But he gives me grief every once in a while, because after we got married, I don't go out there as much.
So you got what you want, so now you just go. Sit right out.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now
yeah.
We know who the real Colin is.
What? I did stick up for you, Colin.
I appreciate it.
We've had him awful busy down there, and he don't really have time to cut wood.
When I showed up at my father-in-law's house after we'd been married, he lived down in Wise County out in the country. And I realized when I pulled into the driveway, he had some trees back there, and there would be a chainsaw leaning against the closest tree. And we'd go in, everybody'd say, hi. He said, would you take a look at something? He'd point up in the tree somewhere, and he said, any idea on how to get that dead branch out there? So I'd climb the tree with a rope, pull up the chainsaw. You would have thought he remembered the procedure, but each time I had to refresh him on how it worked. But the chainsaw was always there.
I got some dead limbs in my tree, Tom.
It's been some time since I've climbed a tree.
I would video that.
I hope you have lots of film.
Make sure that he was safe.
No, of course.
Make sure he was safe.
Well, maybe at my house, yeah.
Time is up with an eye. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're going to take a little break here before we go into our airport workstation.
Even the one that we were most.
And then we're going to talk public health building too.
That's not a commentary about our eagerness to get into that airport authority.